Watch, Locke de Santos's office changed after unprecedented expulsion. By Nick Gilbertson on December 1, 2023. The Locke de former Representative George Santos's RNY office in the Longworth Building in Washington, D.C., was changed soon after he was expelled from Congress on Friday. A video shared on YouTube by PBS NewsHour shows what appears to be a worker for the architect of the Capitol changing the locks to Santos's office. "Are you changing the locks?" a reporter asked the worker, who responded, "Yes, sir." Perched on a reception desk in the background of the office was Santos's official congressional portrait, where he smiles widely in a blue sweater and suit. Breitbart News congressional correspondent Bradley J. captured a photo after the lock change showing his office name had been removed from the office as well. It now reads, "Office of the 3rd Congressional District of New York." Santos was expelled from the House on Friday in a 311-114 vote that saw 105 Republicans join with Democrats to oust the now former New York congressman, who faces 23 counts in a superseding indictment brought by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of New York. The charges include conspiracy to commit offenses against the United States, wire fraud, making materially false statements to the Federal Election Commission, and more. Weeks ago, an investigative subcommittee, ISC, report on Santos released by the House Ethics Committee alleged that the Santos campaign used donations for Botox treatments, OnlyFans, and lodging in Atlantic City and Las Vegas. Santos said at the time the report was a disgusting politicized smear in a post on X. "If there was a single ounce of ethics in the Ethics Committee, they would have not released this biased report," he wrote. Many House Republicans expressed concern over the precedent set in removing Santos from the lower chamber even though he has not been convicted of a crime. Representative Corey Mills, RFL, noted that 5 other members have been expelled in the history of the House, 3 of which had fought for the Confederacy or were expelled in 1861, and the other 2 who had been convicted, not accused or indicted, but convicted of actual criminality. He added, "We set a very dangerous precedent in America when this institution is allowed to expel and play judge, juror, and executioner on someone who had not had yet their constitutional right to have their day in court to approach their accusers before a jury of their peers." Representative Andy Biggs, R-Oz, shared a similar sentiment, wondering, "What happened to the presumption of innocence?"